The following radio program may contain brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
I'm Zach Morello.
And I'm Aaron McCrae.
And welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows, where you can expect the unexpected. We got some great music for you today, guys. So, great music, great stuff, and talking stuff, and all that wonderful jazz. How was your week, Zach?
It's been pretty good, besides the working aspect of it all.
Yeah, that tends to happen. What about you, Aaron? How was your week?
Working a lot. Weather's been kind of crappy. I'm hoping for some sunshine next week and less rain.
Yeah, tell me about it. That last week of this past week of rain and the weekend, that was just...
It just seems like April and May have switched places. Seems like...
It really does.
April was really nice and hot and warm, and now May's all crappy and rainy.
Crappy, shitty, and gross.
I actually have a theory about that.
What's that?
A lot of people are saying that because of all the global warming stuff, like, the seasons have actually been extended a month, so, like, how winter actually seemed really long.
Oh, yeah?
And now... It's like April showers in the middle of May. Hmm. It's like everything's been extended a month.
Well, I hope summer gets extended. We have no school for another month, but that's not the way life works.
But you know what that means? It means it's still going to feel like summer in September, so that's going to be
nice.
Cool.
Nice. Not bad. Just unlike the winter aspect, that's all.
Yeah, so hopefully you scientists out there that are saying that these seasons have been pushed farther another month... Hopefully you're right, because I would love to be wearing shorts in September.
Oh, mm-hmm. We didn't get to do that last year, did we?
No, we didn't.
Last September,
yeah,
oh, it was
September
so cold.
Was pretty, yeah.
It was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was reading the paper today, and funniest thing happened. I was, not the paper, kind of like the digital online paper. And check this out. I found this article where it said this man tried to board a train with a pony.
Mm-hmm. Crazy people.
Like it's... Yes,
like a legit pony or like a real pony,
like not the stuffed animal pony like you see in like Despicable Me, but a pony.
He even purchased a ticket for his pony,
like the GO train.
The GO train.
No, not the GO train. This is out in Britain.
Oh right.
Oh,
it's funny. It's like a man. I'm just gonna quickly skim over this. After he was obviously the conductor refused, right? So he then came to I can't talk today. After he was refused entry on the train by a conductor, he went back to the ticket booth and tried to buy two tickets, one for him and one for the pony. And then they had this whole, the whole veterinary thing was all involved, and they were all like, oh yeah, it could have been, it's just very dangerous for, you know, a pony to be on a train and blah, blah. I'm thinking, you're stupid enough to even put your pony on a train. I think it's just stupid.
Yeah. There are certain things, like there are those trains that have like the big compartments where you can put livestock and animals, but on like a citizen train, like a passenger train, no. That's what was this guy thinking?
I have no idea. It's got nothing here about mental illness. but there probably is one.
Probably somewhere. Probably the same illness as he probably thought. He's probably one of these idiots. Is like, well, I'm gonna marry my horse.
I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, I was just like, this is absolutely stupid. I mean, it's one thing to take your dog, bring your dog onto the train or onto the subway or you know whatever. That's one thing. But to bring a full grown pony, oh come on, that's kind of ridiculous. There's not enough room for a seat. You're gonna have to buy more than one seat for your pony. You're gonna have to buy about four. Yeah. For this pony to at least sit down.
I wonder if it was like rush hour or if it was really busy.
That would have been hilarious. Just random. You see this random pony just kind of walking on the platform.
Well, the pony could be his seat. Bring it on and, you know,
that'd be
the
so funny. Oh my God. Yeah, that's jokes.
A full grown pony, that's completely different. Like, there's a difference between I'm going to bring my horse on the train and Mommy, can I bring my little pony?
Exactly. Like,
there's a big difference.
Huge
Hopefully this
difference.
Guy knew the difference.
I wonder how old this guy was. I don't think it says how old the guy was. No, it doesn't say how old the guy was. But seriously, I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of some weird stuff here in Toronto, but I don't think I've ever seen a pony at Union Station.
ever seen a horse is near the beaches and near the
X.
And the horse cops.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only kind of horse I've ever seen. But, I mean, a horse. A little teeny tiny horse on a train.
Yeah, who cares if it's teeny tiny? It's still pretty large. Like, it's
exactly.
A pony.
Exactly.
It's a full-grown pony.
It's crazy.
I don't even think we could... Well, maybe we could fit a full-grown pony in the studio, but barely. Barely.
Definitely not a horse.
That'll be my seat, I call it.
Oh, damn it!
Shotgun!
You still won't have to... Well, yeah, you can clean up after it, though.
Mm. I ain't touching that with a 50-foot pole.
Yeah, that'd be kind of gross.
Yeah.
Ew, a 50-foot pole. Imagine the Grinch.
That's exactly what I thought of.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole.
I just made it longer because I don't like the smell of horse crap.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's how that works. But what's your show about tonight, Zach?
Well, I'm not really sure. I figured because it's episode 20, nice. I decided I'm going to take some of the best mixes and best songs that people have liked in the past and mix them together in one episode.
Nice. That's awesome. That's one way to go.
It's like a remix.
Yeah.
A remix of remixes.
Nice.
Hmm.
So, Kelvin isn't here.
That's sad.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
I know.
What's up with that?
Where is
Kelvin, if you're out there,
get your butt over here.
Please tell us you're alive.
Yes, give us a call, Kelvin. Yeah. You know our number. You know our extension. Tell us you're here. At least you're... Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful to
be
hear.
Nice.
Hopefully you're listening. If not, later tell us because you'll probably be listening to the recording. Tell us later. If you don't tell us by next week, we'll really be
worried. We're going to be very concerned. Very, very concerned by then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that point, yeah.
I know. We'll hold a memorial for him, even if he's not dead.
Let's do that next week. That's just morbid.
It'll get his ass over here.
You know what? It's kind of like one of those things, like, you walk through a cemetery, and you see a tombstone that says, you know, date of birth, but the person's not dead yet, but the tombstone is still there. I'm like, what the hell?
That's rude.
I've seen that.
So many times.
That's rude. Like, you're going to die anyway soon, so we might as well get your tombstone prepared for
you. You know what's sad?
We love you, but...
Slap in the face.
You know what's sad? They did that to my grandfather.
What?
Yeah. My grandfather's still kicking, and... Well, of course they do it because my grandmother's dead, but they also decided, you know what? Let's just put his name there. We'll engrave the date of death later, but we'll just have his name there anyways. That way we don't have to do it later.
Oh, God. That's terrible. I mean, like... there's this one I walk by every day to get to the bus stop to get here. Or just to get to Toronto. It's so funny because I look at it, I'm like, the last name is Armstrong. And I remember, all I know is that he was born in 1952 and he's still kicking. 1952. Why would you make a tombstone for someone who was born in 52? You're 60 something right now.
He's maybe not so strong as his name.
Possibly. Mm. Maybe his legs are stronger.
Who knows?
No, I guess we'll never really know.
We'll never know.
Keep an eye out
for when death date comes up.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if you walk by one morning and there the death date is.
So you go, hey, there it is. Yeah, so you finally kicked the bucket. Good job. Proud of you.
Just slowly clap as you're walking by.
Thank you so much for, you know, I'm glad that you finally filled that void. You know, I was beginning to worry there. But anyways, so we're going to try something new on the show today. We're always trying something new. It's kind of like I said, expect the unexpected. Yes. I've been getting into Glee lately.
Yes!
I got more into Glee at the beginning. Now, not so much.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay. But, so I've been getting into the music and stuff.
So who got you into Glee?
Thank you, Aaron, for getting me into Glee.
You're welcome.
See, it's just like a reaction. Thank you. But, no, I started getting into the music, and I was watching an episode last night, because Aaron was so kind to lend the DVD to me. Insert smile here.
Season one.
And it's where they perform Jump for like a mattress company, like for a mattress company commercial. And I thought it was great.
Yes.
So, you know, we're going to start you off with some music from Glee. And we've got some more. We're going to kind of compare it to the original and the Glee version. We're going to do that a couple times tonight. But we're going to start with Jump by the cast of Glee. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is the cast of Glee with Jump. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows with VT, Zach, and Aaron.
Hello.
Interesting. But no, we were talking during the break. We were in studio here. We were talking about Glee. We were continuing to talk about Glee. And I don't know. What do you guys think of Glee?
Well, me and Zach accidentally set a spoiler alert for Eric.
That definitely ruined an
Oopsies.
Episode for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't much of a spoiler. We let out like half of something that's like a small bit of the episode.
Yeah.
Like one song. He doesn't even know what happens.
The Hardy.
All we said was that someone sings a song. That's pretty much all we said.
I know who Artie is.
No, but I said something else after, and I think he might have heard that.
Well, we will not repeat it.
Yeah, we won't. No, we won't.
That's not for anybody else out there who's listening and is a Glee person, because those are my. That's a new word now.
Well, most people who are Glee fans out there are already on season 2 as it's on TV. But you're kind of like a late Glee fan.
Isn't it like season 3 now?
No, season 2, volume 2.
Okay.
They do volumes.
Yep. I have seen all of season 1 on DVD.
It's kind of weird because like, I never thought I'd act because...
Yeah, see, like there are times where I'm like, hey, so let's watch Glee. No, you know, I've seen a couple episodes and it's just not my thing, you know. And, you know... I told him he'd like it, but no, you know, I don't really feel like watching it. I've seen a few, but no.
Then I found out that Aaron said, you know, okay, Eric, just at least watch the first episode. And I said, Okay, fine. As Erin is destroying the studio once again, every time she's here.
Hey.
But I mean, she's like, okay, just watch the first episode. I'm like, okay, fine. And it was near the end of the episode where I was like,
yep, I told him okay, the last yeah, 5 minutes this. Of the episode, he's gonna fall in love.
And I did.
Yep.
I was like, it'd be awesome to audition for this show. I was like, it'd be awesome. I'd be like, whoa.
Too bad it's in the States.
Yeah, I know.
And they already have their cast.
Oh. Speaking about stuff like auditions and stuff. Did you ever see a UBC Lip Dub, Zach? UBC Lip Dub.
Maybe.
What
did
it?
Know.
How do we explain this to him?
What's that?
What I showed you before we came here on YouTube. The Lip Dub thing.
We Wait. Can't explain that over.
That's hard to
we
do.
We have to show.
Can't do this over the air. I'll let Erin kind of explain to Zach what it is about, and I will post the link up on Facebook. So go, guys.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain this.
Okay, never mind then. I'm gonna try to explain what it is. Basically, is they take a couple of songs, they kind of mix them together, and it was one continuous shot at the University of British Columbia of people lip syncing. This entire
just to kind of show their school off.
Oh, it was so neat. And then I think Kelvin actually posted on Twitter. Said, I think how awesome would it be if Centennial did a lip dub,
especially our campus.
Yeah, especially this campus.
That'd it be would awesome.
Be. It'd be amazing.
It'd be amazing.
Everyone in the school gets together and dresses in costumes, and it's like one continuous shot of everything that we offer here.
Yeah, it was just like we saw that and we're like, you know, it'd be so awesome if we could do this. Because, you know, just because, you know, look at where we are. We're an arts school, first of all. We know film. We know music. We have all the technology and the equipment here that we need.
Mm-hmm.
It would be perfect. We could do this. And I think that we should, here at all of us Centennial kids and BNF kids, for those of you who aren't in Centennial, BNF is broadcasting and film.
Mm-hmm.
But all of us, I think we should make like a petition and bring it to the dean. What do you think?
He'd probably be cool with it.
Not a petition.
Are you looking it up now?
I'm actually looking up requests I've been getting in the past 10 minutes.
You've been getting more requests.
Yes, thank you to Kim. She's listening right now.
Ah,
hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim. Nice of you to listen in.
You should call in.
Guilt trip.
Well done. Well done. I don't know.
Why are you giving me that look?
I don't know.
What did I do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Anyways, for those of you, there's a reason why we played She Is Beautiful today by Andrew WK. There's an announcement I have for all of the listeners to our show, all of our dedicated listeners. I got an email last night from Andrew WK's agent. And I know how we've been. He's kind of called in the studio a couple times. And I've been talking to him. You know, we should get together and we should do like an in-person interview, or at least get him to come in studio. Well, our prayers have finally been answered. Ladies and gentlemen, on May 26th, sometime in the afternoon, I will be going down to the venue where Andrew WK is performing to sit down and have a one-on-one, face-to-face interview.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nice.
Very, very excited about it. I woke up and I was just like... I was like my heart was just racing. I was like, oh my god. Like,
and guess who he's taking?
Yes, Aaron's coming with.
Yay.
And also my best friend Luke, if you're listening as well, the man who introduced me to NWK's music will also hopefully be coming with, and also Zach and you and Kelvin are also invited to come, because you kind of are my co-hosts, kind of, sort of, you know. You're kind of like the unofficial co-host that kind of just made his way into the show to become a co-host.
Yeah.
Hey, expect the unexpected, right?
Exactly.
I like how I think.
Okay, I'll stop.
Thank you.
But so it was really neat that we're going to be actually talking to NWK. And don't worry, pictures will be we'll have pictures posted up.
Yep.
And so not next week, but the week after, we will be bringing a show. We'll be putting the interview up on the show. We'll be playing it for you here live in studio. Unfortunately, like I said, he couldn't come to the studio, but you know, next best thing, we have a sit down interview with him at the venue. So very excited. And we'll also be going to the show that night as well.
Nice.
So we are very excited to go to that.
Really?
Really? Seriously?
Yep.
Expect the unexpected. Now we have now our show has sound effects. There we go. Didn't know that. But yeah, so it was all thanks to actually, I like to thank Aaron, because if it wasn't for Aaron, that this show actually probably wouldn't be going right now. Like, our show is now new, revamped. It's great. You know, there was so many times I wanted to give up. And actually, because it's actually great that you're here, Aaron, we also wanted to congratulate you in person for winning the most dedicated fan of Where the Wind Blows. And yay. As soon as I get money, don't worry, I'll get you that signed poster. And also the first part of the show, all up to the end of the show, the school year. Yours, signed, done. Huzzah.
I kind of already have the episodes on DVD.
You've got like a few of them. You've got like the first 10. Insert sound effect here. Insert sound effect. Congratulations. You are the winner.
Wrong sound effect.
Run. No.
Hold on.
Oh, we go.
Okay, maybe we shouldn't put Aaron in charge of sound effects.
So we're going to...
Wait.
There we go. That's better. But yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, in a couple weeks, we'll have NGWK's interview recorded for you here in studio. There's a message going on here. I don't know what's going on.
She's about to play another one.
I grew.
Told you.
That sounds so dirty.
Hey.
Can we shut off her mic?
No, we're not that mean.
I want to talk.
We're not that mean. But anyways, so on that note.
let's have some more music.
We're going to have some more music for you guys. So we played the Glee version of Jump for you, and so we are now moving on to the original Jump,
my favorite song,
by Van Halen. So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy Van Halen and Jump here on Where the Wind Blows. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows with your host, CT, Zach, and Aaron. Everyone else is dead quiet in the studio.
No, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
well, you guys are dead quiet.
There, sorry, so. I'm working on my show.
And Aaron's fiddling with my BlackBerry. My bad. Awesome music there. Yes. So you heard the original Van Halen version of Jump. Obviously, clearly the best version because it is one of the best songs out there. But Glee also did a really good job with that song.
Yeah, Glee is close, but I like the original.
Oh, yeah. Also, you heard... you heard Headlights by Rev Theory, and you also heard Giving the Dog a Bone by AC/DC. And that's what you heard today.
Yes, it is.
In that little break there. It's something that I've been thinking about lately is, you know, a lot of people can, and I just find that a lot of people have such a negative outlook on life. And,
emos.
Yeah, that too. So I was thinking, I was like, so why are people so negative? You live once, and, you know, you're just going to be negative, and yet you still have this negative outlook on life. Okay, for example, it's raining outside. I mean, oh, I don't know if it's raining outside. Can you see? It looks like it's kind of sort. Looks like it's going to rain.
It's cloudy.
Okay, it's, let's say, for argument's sake, it's raining outside. People can be miserable. You know what? Just be thankful it's not snowing. Or that's you're not true. Being flooded right now, like you are in Manitoba, or in Alberta, where you've got forest fires,
or having an earthquake exactly. Like in Spain.
Does it's anybody? Rain. Do you guys realize sometimes you'll have these negative thoughts? Do you guys know where they come from? You'll have an okay day, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you'll start thinking negative things. Do you know where that comes from?
Oh, I've had that before. Where does that come from?
Well, what do you guys think? Where does it come
from? Zach, what do you think these negative thoughts come from? You just randomly, you're having a good day, it's great, 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 and then boom, just out of nowhere, you just...
I think it's that kind of how everyone thinks that rain is, like, all gloomy.
No, I'm not just talking about rain, not talking about just the weather, just...
Oh.
In general.
Oh. I guess from anything, like something bad happens to them, and then all of a sudden, they're in a bad mood, and then... Instead of realizing the good things that are happening to them, they're focusing more on the bad things that are happening to them. Because in your daily life, there are two things. It's whether you choose to focus on the good things or the bad things that determines your mood.
So, oh, I forgot what I was gonna
so
say.
When you start off in a bad mood, you just continue looking at the bad things that are happening to you. You don't focus on the good things.
Yeah. Look at the world we live in. It's a very negative world. So many negative thoughts out there that just... Whatever people have who are in like a negative mood or whatever, that ultimately comes from their thoughts. And that kind of gets passed around as well.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't know that we can control our thoughts. We can control them. We can choose to look at the good. We can choose to say, you know what? Think about what you're thinking. You know, what am I thinking? Is this going to help me at the end of the day, or is this going to make me in a bad mood?
For example... Give us an example.
I thought you had an example.
I did.
Then give an example.
Oh, I was asking you if you had an example. Okay, so brain fart. Okay, Ocean, you got one.
Well, let's say the bus is extremely late, causing you to be late for work.
Okay.
So you could look at it two ways. You could say, you know, oh, crap, you know, I'm going to be late. I'm probably going to get fired and, you know, I'm going to lose my job and everything's just going wrong for me today and just beat yourself up.
Yeah.
Or you could say, you know what? There's a reason why this bus is late. I'm sure my manager will understand if I give him a call. This will not ruin my day.
Hey, that's a great way to look at things.
You can choose to think positive. You can choose to turn your thoughts around and control how you think.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Not always easy.
No.
Definitely not always easy. When you're in that moment and you're thinking that negative, it's hard to turn around, but it is possible.
I find, I work customer service. As most of you know, I work at Sobeys, and I find some people can just be so negative.
Ignorant, negative.
I'm just not talking about like, you know, a mood here or a mood there, but all the time negative.
Mm-hmm.
It bugs me because like, why are you negative all the time? Yes, you know, we all get into those negative moods and, you know, we all have these negative moments or whatnot or these thoughts. But why let it ruin your entire life? Why are you ignorant? Why are you being like a complete Dickensian? Why are you being just...
Well, you know what? We can't control how people act because I work at Cineplex and we get customers who they are just really ignorant, mm-hmm. and they walk like as soon as they enter, as soon as they're next in line, I say, "Hi, welcome to Cineplex," or, you know, "Hey, how you doing?" They ignore me. I know right off the bat that they are either in a bad mood, they are just like that as people. But what we can choose to do is to make the best of it anyways, not let it get to us.
Absolutely.
You know, you can still be that. You don't have to be negative back. Mm-hmm. Giving that positive energy could even help them out in that day. It can make their day. We don't know that. They could be having a terrible day, and one smile from a stranger can make their day.
Exactly. It's so true. I mean, but the thing is, like, sometimes a lot of us are trying to figure out where these thoughts actually come from. Like, these negative thoughts, like, they obviously just don't come out of nowhere, clearly. Like, where do they actually, like, I'm asking everybody here, like, where do you think they stem from? Let's start with Zach.
Well, it's like I said, like, everything in a day that happens to people, it's like every day good things happen to you and bad things happen to you. It's whether you choose to focus on the good things that are happening to you or the bad things. If you focus on the good things, then you're going to have a pretty good day. If you focus on the bad things, you're going to have a pretty shitty day.
Yeah, I find if you think negatively about bad things happening to you all day, I find the pattern just continues. And you'll take every single thing that happens to you as a bad thing, even if it's not that bad. You know, because you're already looking at saying, "I'm having the worst day ever," little things that aren't actually that bad happen to you, you take it as that bad. You take it, you know,
yeah,
too far type
thing.
You
know what you mean?
Take it personally.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's always hard to just get out of those moods because we're always, a lot of us, you know, we get into those negative moods and it just kind of rides with us. It's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to think and be like, okay, wait a second.
It takes more effort to actually think positive.
Yeah, and, you know, in a society that's lazy and just
kind of, whoops, I'm breaking the studio.
She's always breaking. Like, in a society that's lazy and doesn't want to contribute anything. I mean, that's why, I think, I feel like that's why everybody's so negative. And, like, everything's now. If we don't get it now, you know, it's going to piss people off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it takes a lot of strength in that moment to think, okay, what do I have? What are my blessings? What's good in my life that I can focus on right now?
I agree. It's something that's hard to do, but you know what? I like to know, and we're going to post this question on Facebook, is how do you kind of get out of that negative rut, if you ever ran a negative rut? And we're going to come back after, and we're going to talk about that as well. Or just kind of see where things go. Who knows where they're going to go? You know, everything's kind of unexpected. But you heard, we did some Glee kind of comparisons earlier today, and now we're going to do a little bit more. We're going to do Somebody to Love by the Glee cast, and then later on in the show, we'll play this one, and then we'll kind of talk for a bit and come back, and we're just going to finish off with the We Will Rock You version of Somebody to Love. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we're going to go with the Glee cast, and we're going to start with Somebody to Love. Here it is, Where the Wind Blows, Somebody to Love, the cast of Glee.
Somebody love.
ladies and gentlemen, the cast of Glee performing Somebody to Love. You're here with Where the Wind Blows with Eric Terry,
Aaron McCray,
and Zach Murillo.
And welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, where you can expect the unexpected. We like to say, Calvin, we're glad you're alive.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
We found out that Mr. Wong is actually updating our Facebook, Twitter, and everything. So, Calvin, thank you for tuning in, even though you could not be here today. So, you know.
You're with us in spirit.
He's always with us in spirit in the studio, even though Zach is occupying his seat.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, snap.
But, yeah, so that's that for you guys. And, what was I going to say?
Don't you love the harmony in the Glee songs?
You know what?
Amazing.
Yeah, I do like the harmony in Glee.
And that's the actual cast, too. So they can act, they can sing, they can dance. That's their actual voices.
Nice. Oh, you're going to something in June.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I am seeing the cast of Glee live. I'm not sure where, to be honest. I have to ask my friend. But we have tickets. They're $100, but we are going to see the cast of Glee live, and they're going to be singing a bunch of their songs, and I cannot wait. Hope I get to meet some people. That would be awesome.
That would be kind of cool. Unfortunately, like the odds are low, but you know what? Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the best part about this is that, you know, anything can happen. Life is unexpected.
Kind of a scary thought, a little bit.
Not really. Not always. It can be kind of a good thing as well, but.
Well, bad things do happen, and.
But you know what? Life can also be unexpected in a good way as well.
Of course, of course.
Life can always be. It's not always a good thing. It's not always a bad thing. That's going to be a bad picture, by the way. You might want to try it again.
Yep.
Like I said, life is unexpected. But yeah. So then after this, we're going to play the We Will Rock You version of Somebody to Love. But before that, we got this little thing coming up next weekend. It's called Anime North. Zach, are you going to that?
Yep.
Nice.
I am going to that. I've been going for the past couple of years.
Nice. I'm going to be going to visit some friends that I think you might remember from a certain couple radio episodes of Where the Wind Blows.
Nice. What day?
Pardon?
Which day is?
I can't remember. I have to get back. I have to figure that out again, but...
Well, I'm going Saturday.
I'm not sure if I'm going Saturday. I'm not sure if it's Friday or Saturday, but I can't remember. But I will be going up and visiting some friends, all that wonderful jazz and hippity hop and fantasticness. I don't know what just happened. But anyways, we've only got 5 minutes left of the show, guys. So we're going to... I know. But what we're going to do... So unfortunately, this is all the time we have for today. And we've got one more song to play for you guys. But once again, I'd like to thank Aaron for coming to the studio today.
No problem. For witnessing
this brand new kind of awesome version of Where the Wind Blows. And anybody who's listening, we would love your feedback for the new... kind of format and the way we kind of do things over here, and we'd like to hear your feedback. Throw us an email at wherethewindblows@live.com or send us something on Facebook or Twitter. Let us know what you think, and if you want anything we can do to improve or something that you think that we need to do more or less of or something we keep the same, just let us know. So on that note, from everybody here at Where the Wind Blows,
I'm Zach Murillo.
I'm Aaron McCray.
And I'm E.T. And we are signing you off with Somebody to Love by Nope, wrong one. Apparently, I don't know what I'm doing, and that's the wrong version, and that somehow didn't make it, and that's because I played the wrong one. So we're going to try that again. But so this is the We Will Rock You version of the song Somebody to Love. Enjoy. Have a great week, guys. Where the Wind Blows, ZT, Aaron, and Zach. See you next week.
Find me somebody to love. Each morning I get up, I die a little. Can barely stand on my feet.
Take a look, take a look. Look in the mirror and decide what to do with me.
I spend all my years in believing you, but I just can't get. feel. I got no rhythm. I just keep losing my feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to tune in half an hour to The Jukebox with Zach Murillo. Thank you for everybody for listening in this week, and have a wonderful week.